Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and it is our pleasure to now be sitting down with author Robin Carr, and her latest is called Summer in Sonoma. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, most people know you from the Virgin River series.
Correct.
This is not part of the Virgin River series, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Tell me about Summer in Sonoma. Tell me about the plot.
Well, it's what we call a girlfriend book. It's mainstream women's fiction, pretty much. It's about four friends who have been best friends since the seventh grade, just as they're about to turn 30. And they're all in different places in their lives. And it's kind of easy to tell you, instead of what's different than Virgin River, what might be the same. It's once again an ensemble cast, four different girls, four different significant others, love interests, and four different stories that intertwine, converge, commingle, and embrace each other. And it's a wonderful, fun, upbeat story, but it's got some serious teeth.
Robin, when you were teetering on the threshold of 30, did you have three other girlfriends and you talked about these things? I mean, are you drawing from personal experience here?
Of course, but I'm also drawing more from the experience of watching my daughter and her 30-year-old girlfriends and listening to what they were talking about as they were all turning 30, and I couldn't resist it.
When you are writing a book like this, I know you want to write for entertainment value. Do you also want to write for messages? Do you want to give your readers a message? Is there something about friendship and leaning on one another that you're trying to get across in this book?
Well, in a way, what my readers really want to find in my books are solutions, positive solutions to the problems and issues that challenge women's happiness and challenge their peace of mind. Everything from serious issues like domestic violence to maybe more emotional issues that are less dramatic, like taking care of your growing old parents or problems with the children, or maybe problems with your crazy next door neighbor. Or I write for women like me, like my neighbors, like my coworkers, like women like us, and what we need solutions to. The books always have a positive outcome.
What can we look for next from you?
Well, after Summer in Sonoma, there'll be an anthology called Midnight Kiss, in which I have another Virgin River story after that, and that comes out in November. In January, February, and March, the next three Virgin River novels, and I think that's 13, 14, and 15 in Virgin River. So that'll keep you busy for a while.
I know you have a large following. Do your readers give you suggestions as to what topics?
Absolutely. In fact, I listen so carefully to what my readers say that a couple of times I've scrapped or postponed a book idea because there's a character or plot that they're hankering for, and they hanker to the tune of hundreds of letters, and I can't ignore that. Characters that I didn't think were that significant will have captured the reader's imagination, and they really want they want it to be complete. They want to know more. They want satisfaction. And I'll cover it. If I can, I'll do it.
So you truly never do run out of ideas, because even if your mind goes blank, you've got all these letters sitting in front of you with suggestions.
Absolutely. And to be fair, my editor, agent, and I work very hard to find the next critical and important idea. When I'm writing a new Virgin River book, I ask myself, what is this town up against and what does this town need? And, well, it's a never-ending supply, but we all work on that.
Once again, the latest from Robin Carr is Summer in Sonoma. Robin, I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too. Thanks for having me.